And then, guys, what we've been waiting for, we've got three brand-new senior consultants on the call tonight. I've been excited for this call for a couple of weeks waiting to get these three guys together. You know, you want to talk about credibility. A lot of times people ask, well, who's doing this business? And when you hear our next three guests, you'll understand why I'm excited about this opportunity and just how big this is. Our first guest is out of Rivervale, New Jersey. I know he's snowed in, but he's got power. And he's just killing this business. Ari Ben-Yashay has been in Ambit Energy now for about 50 days. He made senior consultant in just 40 days. He's got 39 personal customers. He's got over 50 consultants on his team, and he's an orthopedic spinal surgeon. Ari, thanks for being on with us tonight.
Thanks for inviting me, Ray. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, you're killing this thing. You know, it's a pleasure when somebody like yourself joins his team with the credibility and does what you do. So, Ari, I'm going to ask you a couple questions because I know a lot of people are looking forward to hearing from you tonight. But let's talk about what you do for a living and how you found out about Ambit, for starters.
Well, I'm an orthopedic spinal surgeon in New Jersey since 1994. Last winter sometime, I was up at my lake house on Lake George, and I was sitting with my next-door neighbor just kind of complaining to him for whatever reason about my electric bill, telling him I was hardly ever up there and was getting these bills for $400 or $500 a month. And out of nowhere, he said, well, you know what? I could help you out. I could switch your energy provider over to some other company, and you'll save some money. Well, being that I know this guy for a while, I trust him. He's also the caretaker of my house. I said, go ahead and do it. I didn't really have too many questions for him. And he went ahead and he made me a customer of Ambit. Well, sure enough, over the next couple of months, I would check my bill, and sure enough, my bill went down by at least $50 to $100 a month. Well, it turns out about 2 months ago, I was here back home in New Jersey, and he gives me a call. And he says, Ari, how would you like for me to do what I did for you up in Lake George? I can do the same thing for you now in New Jersey. And I said, well, just hold on 1 second. I mean, I said, Tim, are you making money doing this, calling me and telling me about how I can save money on my electric bill? He said, absolutely. I said, hold on. Before you sign me up, I want to hear about it. He actually did not even call me to tell me this was a business opportunity. I imagine he thought for a second that I wouldn't be interested. You know, being a surgeon, having a very good level of income, he probably thought I didn't have the time or the desire to do something. I said, come on over here when you have a chance and tell me about this. Well, he came down a couple of days later with the guy who sponsored him, Dave Wilkerson, who might be on this call. Hi, Dave. And they explained the business to me in about maybe 5-10 minutes. Well, I signed up about a minute later. He sat there on the website and signed me up, and I got going about 7 weeks ago. For me, it was kind of a no-brainer, and I guess my neighbor was pretty surprised that I was interested. So that's how I got started, just sort of by someone telling me about saving some money on my energy bill.
Well, you got started, and you got off to an incredible start. You know, Ari, I know how busy you are and successful. A lot of times people think that somebody like yourself would not be interested in a company like Ambit. What was it that you saw in that 5 or 10 minutes that Dave and Tim sat with you that got you so excited about this opportunity?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I've been a surgeon since 1994. I like what I do. I take pride in what I do, and it certainly provides me with a comfortable level of income. And it's something I wish to continue doing. However, what I do is, you know, reasonably demanding, and it's pretty stressful. I personally would like to have other options in the next couple of years where I can actually step back, I could potentially work much less, and I could make my own hours and have options of doing other things with my life. What I'm excited about is the real possibility of earning a significant ongoing residual income to maintain my current lifestyle. I mean, my personal goal is to make enough money with Ambit that in the future I don't have to tap into my savings or my investments, which I guess you guys call financial freedom. What I love about it really is the fact that there is nothing to sell. I'm not selling any products. I'm not keeping any inventory in my house, as some other, you know, network marketing companies force you to do. And for me, there is zero stress in doing this compared to what I normally do. There's also no risk in trying. So I thought I'd give it a try. It's been 50 days now, and I've been totally alarmed at the pace at which this is starting to grow. So for me, it's a total no-brainer. There is time in my day to get this done. In between seeing a patient, when I'm on the soccer field watching my daughter play soccer, I pick up my phone. When I'm out on the football field coaching football, I find 5-10 minutes to get on my phone and speak to people. And when I get home at night, I have about 30-40 minutes after eating where I can sit at my computer, sit at my phone, make a few phone calls, and things just have kind of taken on a life of its own.
Well, obviously, you've done an incredible job, and I know Dave and Tim are real excited about what you're going on. You know, Ari, a lot of people listen to this call tonight, and I want to know, what is it that you've done in the first 50 days to get promoted to senior consultant in 40 days? What have been the secrets to moving so fast and your business growing so fast?
Ray, I really can't tell you that there's a real secret here. It's something that I have found very, very easy to do. What I have done is gone to my close friends and some of my associates. I have a bunch of doctors that are involved in this now. We have a podiatrist. We have a dentist. I've just mentioned this to them. I've given them the actual website they need to go to see the business presentation. And the most important thing is I follow up with them. A couple of times you call to follow up. They're not available. They're busy. They're in the operating room. You got to follow up with people. So my biggest secret is I've given people the opportunity to read about it. They've gone to watch the video, and the key is to follow up and have some excitement and enthusiasm when you call them to follow up. It's been as simple as that. I've attracted a bunch of people, and some of these people have 9-10 consultants in their downline within just a week or two or three. So it kind of takes on a life of its own, but you got to get it started.
Well, you've done a great job at that. I know I was looking before. I believe you have 3 or 4 regional consultants on your team. And, you know, guys, one of the things we always talk about is one conversation away from your business exploding. I want to just say something, and Ari, you can comment on this if you'd like.
Sure.
You know, Dave Wilkerson's out in Rochester. Dave is a great guy. He's an absolute stud in this business. He's had some health conditions that have slowed him down a little bit, and now he's fully healthy and just out there working as hard as anybody on our team. Signed up Tim in Lake George, who's a friend of his, who was your next-door neighbor, who brought in Ari. And, guys, Dave is a senior consultant. Ari falls in Dave's senior consultant business, went senior consultant in 40 days, has some other great people like Ralph and Dino and just some other guys on his team who are just killing this also. And because of it, I want you to think about this. Dave, when I spoke to Dave about, 6 or 8 weeks ago, he was almost number 400 in the 5-star contest for senior consultants. And over the last 60 days, because of his hard work and finding somebody like Ari and his team, he's gone up about 300 spots. So, you know, Ari, if you can talk about that, I mean, you're out there sorting and sorting through people. You know, what's the power of this business to find one or two good people like yourself?
Well, I think you pretty much just kind of summarized the whole thing. Not everybody you bring into this business is going to do something. I must have 4 or 5 people I brought into this business 5-6 weeks ago, and they are struggling to get 1 or 2 customers. It kind of makes me just step back and, scratch my head. However, the 4th or 5th person that you bring in just sees it immediately, goes out there aggressively, and starts recruiting people. So I think the secret for me and anybody in this business is don't let a couple of people who don't do what you think they're going to do deter you. You need to just keep looking for people, and you will find people that are going to just tear this up. Dave Wilkerson, for example, is a guy who's built a huge, huge organization. He's been a tremendous help for me. Whenever I need Dave to get on the phone and talk to a prospect of mine, he's on the phone within 15, 20 minutes. It's just unbelievable the amount of support that I am starting to get, and I'm going to start providing that level of support to the people in my downline. So you got to just keep plugging away. Don't let the naysayers deter you. Let them just say no and let them move on.
All right, let me ask you another question. A question I get a lot of times, somebody like yourself that's so successful, you know, people we like to say you're on the chicken list, and people don't feel comfortable approaching somebody who's like yourself. What advice would you give on approaching somebody who's successful, who's done very well, who's got the credibility that you do? How would somebody approach somebody like you?
Well, I think the way to look at it is this. Any person you know that is very, very successful has reached that because of a reason. They're open-minded, maybe they're smart, they're aggressive, and they know how to make money. or they simply are good at what they do. These are the people you want to go to. You want to go to the most successful people that you know and say, if they're so successful, they're so smart, they're going to see something in this that perhaps the not-so-successful people that I know about. So the best people to go to are the most successful people that you know, the people that have the best income, because those are the people that have proven they have what it takes to basically be successful, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
That's how I look at it.
Ari, we appreciate you being on here. I know you've got a very busy schedule. I can't thank you enough, and you know, also appreciate all your hard work. I got one last question for you.
Sure.
When can we look forward to having you back on as an executive consultant?
Give me another 40 to 50 days, Ray, and I'll make it my goal.
I have no doubt. Ari, great job. Thanks for being on here tonight.